Nature Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too.
Adam was a prophet, first one that we know. In a place called Eden, he helped things to grow. Adam served the Lord by following his ways. We are his descendants in the latter days. Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow the prophet, don't go astray. Follow the
was good. People in his city did just what they should. When they were so righteous that there was no sin, Heavenly Father took them up to live with him.
Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow the prophet, don't go astray. Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow the prophet, the way.
Noah was a prophet, called to preach the word. Tried to cry repentance, but nobody heard. They were busy sinning, Noah preached in vain. They wished they had listened when they saw the rain.
Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow the prophet, don't go astray. Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow the prophet, he knows the way.
Abraham the prophet prayed to have a son, so the Lord sent Isaac as the chosen one. Isaac begat Jacob, known as Israel. Jacob's sons were 12 tribes, so the Bible tells.
Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow the prophet, don't go astray. Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow the prophet, he knows the way.
Moses was a prophet sent to Israel. He would lead them to the promised land to dwell. They were slow to follow, or so it appears. They were in the wilderness for 40 years.
Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow the prophet, don't go astray. Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow the prophet, he knows the way.
Samuel was a prophet, chosen as a boy. Hannah promised God her son would serve with joy. In the tabernacle, Samuel heard his name. He was called by God and answered, "Here I am."
Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow the prophet, don't go astray. Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow.
high king since Daniel's prayer was great, for he obeyed God's law.
Follow the prophet.
Last week, we talked about the consequences of our decisions. If we believe and show faith, we will be blessed, just like the leader of the Jewish people who had a very sick son. Everyone thought that his son would soon die. The man left his son at home and traveled many miles to the city of Cana. There he found Jesus. The man asked the Savior to come and heal his son. Jesus told him that his son would be healed. The man believed Jesus, and he started for home. His servants came to meet him. They told him that his son was getting better and would live. He asked them when his son had begun to get well. They told him. It was at the same time Jesus had said that the son would be healed. The man knew that Jesus Christ had healed his son. He and all his family believed in the Savior. We also talked about the consequences of allowing anything to come between us and our Savior. If you remember, sometime after healing the leader's son, Jesus went to Nazareth, where he had grown up. Jesus went to a synagogue, a building where Jews go to church. He stood up and read from the scriptures. He read the words of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah had said that the Savior would come to the earth and help all people. When Jesus closed the scriptures and sat down, the people all looked at him. Jesus said that Isaiah's words were about him, that he was the Savior. The people were amazed at his words. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" They did not believe that Jesus was the Son of God. The Savior knew what they were thinking. They wanted him to perform a miracle. But Jesus told them that he would not do miracles for them because they did not have faith in him. This made the people angry. They took Jesus to the top of a hill and wanted to throw him from it. Jesus escaped from them and went to another city. Today we are going to talk about something very important that Jesus did in his life. In order to help him as he taught the people, Jesus chose 12 apostles. He taught his apostles how to lead, and he made them special witnesses so that they could teach others about the plan of salvation. By choosing his apostles, Jesus also established a pattern which we follow today in the church. Children at home, please open your New Testament stories books to chapter 18. Jesus Chooses His Apostles, on page 44, and follow along as we read together and learn about the pattern that Jesus created for us to follow.
One day, Jesus taught people from a boat on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. The boat belonged to a man named Peter.
Peter and his friends had fished all night without catching any fish. After Jesus finished teaching, he told Peter to take the boat into deeper water. Then he told Peter and his friends to put their fishing nets into the water.
They caught so many fish that their nets began to break.
Peter called to his friends in another boat to come and help. The fish filled both boats so full that they began to sink.
Peter and his friends were amazed. They knew that Jesus Christ had made this happen.
Peter knelt by the Savior's feet. He said that he was not worthy to be near Jesus. Jesus told Peter not to be afraid.
What did Jesus tell Peter and his friends to do so they could catch some fish?
Go into deep water and throw their nets in.
How were they blessed by listening to Jesus?
They caught lots and lots of fish.
Right. In what ways have you been blessed by listening to Jesus?
I've asked that my uncle would get married, and he got married.
Jesus directed Peter and his friends so that they could find happiness. What does Jesus ask us to do so that we can be happy?
Go to church.
Bear our testimonies.
Read the scriptures.
Peter and his friends were very grateful after being blessed by the Savior. Why is it important to show gratitude for the good things that happen to us?
It's nice to.
So how do you think Heavenly Father would feel, or Jesus would feel, when we thank them?
If they do that and we say thank you for what they did, it will make them feel happy and make them want to do more good things for us.
Like Peter and his friends, how can you show your gratitude to Heavenly Father for the blessings you have been given?
You can pray to him.
Do what he says and follow the Ten Commandments.
We believe in the same organization that existed in the primitive church, namely apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, and so forth.
If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about the Savior's 12 apostles. Before he called them, Jesus told Peter and his friends where they should look to find fish. They knew that Jesus had provided this miracle, and they knelt before him in gratitude. Jesus then called them to a higher calling of being apostles. Turn with us to page 46 as we continue learning about Jesus' apostles.
Two of Peter's friends, James and John, were brothers. Jesus told Peter, James, and John to follow him and become fishers of men. The men left everything that they had and went with Jesus. The Savior also asked other men to follow him.
Jesus chose 12 apostles to lead his church. He prayed all night so that he could choose the right men. The next morning he chose and ordained 12 men, giving them the priesthood and the authority to be apostles.
The apostles traveled to many cities. They taught the gospel and healed people. They returned to tell Jesus what they had done.
Thank you.
Why do you think Jesus prayed to Heavenly Father when he was choosing his 12 apostles?
So that they would be worthy men.
So that he knew that they were the right men and they wouldn't do things that were naughty.
How can prayer help us when we have a hard decision to make?
It gives us warm feelings and promptings.
What are some things that we ask Heavenly Father for when we pray?
Strength.
Health.
That our family will be safe.
That people will be okay.
For other people's special needs.
For blessings.
Once Jesus chose his apostles, he gave them the priesthood. Who remembers what the priesthood is?
I do.
Okay, what is it?
It's the authority to act in God's name.
Why would Jesus want his apostles to have the priesthood?
So that they can bless other people.
Do we have apostles today in our church?
Yes.
Does anyone know what apostles do?
Help the prophet.
Help other people.
Teach the gospel.
Testify of Jesus.
Not only are prophets and apostles called to lead the Savior's church, they are also called to another special calling. In this lesson, Jesus taught his disciples to be fishers of men. What do you think it means to be a fisher of men?
To be a missionary.
Can you be a fisher of men too?
Yes.
What is it that we can do to be fishers of men when we are 19 if we are boys and 21 if we are girls?
Go on a mission.
Why do many of the members of our church go on missions?
Because it's good to.
So that more people can join the church and be in the celestial kingdom.
Because the Lord asked them to.
To teach the gospel.
Jesus' apostles were prepared for their calling. What are some things that you can do to prepare to serve a mission?
I'm reading the scriptures.
Go to church.
Write notes to the missionaries.
You can ask your parents what they did on their mission so that you will be prepared.
Do you have to be missionaries with name tags to be fishers of men for the Lord?
No.
President David O. McKay, who used to be the president of the church, taught us that every member of the church should be a missionary. He didn't mean that everyone would receive a mission call and leave home for 2 years. Not everyone can go out and serve a mission. So what do you think he meant when he asked every member to be a missionary?
Just go around and teach your neighbors, and you don't have to be official.
You could teach non-members.
You can read the scriptures to them.
You could go home teaching.
Be a good example.
Jesus' apostles were called to teach others, to share the message about the Savior. We can also be witnesses of Jesus by telling others about our love for him. Children at home, take the chance this week to be a missionary, like President McKay counseled us. Bear your testimony of the Savior to someone in your family or neighborhood. Before you do, try kneeling down and asking Heavenly Father for help, just like Jesus did when he was choosing his apostles. Ask him to send his Spirit to be with you as you show him that you want to be a missionary. You will be blessed, and you will feel happy when you share your testimony of the Savior. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He has taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 19, the Sermon on the Mount, and chapter 20, Jesus Teaches About Prayer.
See you next week.
Scripture.